Dale Venom is the vice president of ticketing for the Cubs. Season ticket holders had first crack at the Cubs tickets, right?
They did, but you know, normally in a normal year, we'd go on sale with all of the games right at the start of the season. But everyone's adjusting to things being a little bit different now, so tickets have only gone on sale a few games at a time. And we're really excited to go on sale now with tickets for games from May 3rd through June 2nd.
Oh, I see. So you're doing it in tranches like that, huh?
Exactly. I think, you know, we wanted to make sure that we could open the ballpark safely for our fans and understand how it would operate differently than it was 2 or 3 years ago. And, you know, we've successfully done that through April, and we're ready to go on sale with tickets for May through June 2nd now.
So these May tickets, though, will season ticket holders get first crack at those, or is that going to be anybody can buy them?
So season ticket holders, we always, you know, give them first access, and we've communicated with those folks directly, and they've had their opportunity for a pre-sale. But, you know, not everyone has access to season tickets. So for those of fans that are listening that want to come out to Wrigley Field but maybe aren't season ticket holders, tomorrow at 10 a.m. at Cubs.com, tickets will go on sale to the general public.
So in other words, season ticket holders have already had the opportunity to buy these, and while they may not know that they want them in February or March or April, at least they had a shot at them. Now it's now here we are, the middle of April. Anybody can get the May tickets, correct?
Exactly. And so our season ticket holders, they had an opportunity earlier this week to purchase the tickets for May. You know, many of them have done so. And then there's a handful that we wanted to make sure we held back because we know not everyone has access to season tickets. We've got a waiting list of over 100,000 people, so it's not something that everyone has access to, but there still doesn't mean you're any less of a Cubs fan, and we wanted to make sure that the general public could have access as well.
Yeah. So where are these seats? Are they all about, or are they bleacher seats? Where am I sitting?
So they're all through the ballpark. You know, we're at 25% capacity right now, and so it's pod-style seating. You've got physical distance between you know, the other guests in the ballpark, but seats are available in every section. And so it's really a kind of great place to come out and have another shot at coming back to Wrigley Field after being away from a year or more.
Is that 12,000 or 10,000? I'm trying to, the capacity's not 48, is it?
No, we're just over 41 normally. So it's, right now we're at just over 10,000 people allowed in the building.
When's that going to change? Did the mayor's office give you any clues?
You know, I think we're waiting to see, and I, you know, the mayor's office has been great to work with, but you know, right now we're just focused on making sure that we can operate a really safe environment for people. So whether it's, you know, contactless entry when you're coming in, you can order your concessions without having a face-to-face interaction. All the tickets are on mobile. You're outdoors, so you know, our focus is on just making sure it's a really safe experience for everyone. And you know, so far the feedback has been great that people have come out in the month of April, have had a really great time, and it felt like it's been a really safe experience.
Yeah. 312-981-7200 if you've got a question about how to get those tickets. So they go on sale when then?
So tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. At Cubs.com. And, you know, we do expect tickets will go really, really quickly for people wanting to get into the ballpark because we do only have 10,000 tickets available. But, you know, for folks who don't get tickets inside the park, they can also go to WrigleyRooftops.com and check out an option and, you know, sitting across the street on the rooftop buildings and watching the game from that view as well.
You don't have all 10,000 seats available, though, right? I presume that some of the season ticket holders have already...
That's right. So it's very limited seats that will be available tomorrow because of the season ticket holders have purchased a lot of them. So if you are wanting to come out in May... you really do need to be there right at 10 a.m. because tickets will go incredibly quickly.
Any idea how many tickets you are going to have for sale?
You know, it's tough to say because season ticket holders still have their opportunity through today. And so we'll kind of see how that shakes out and exactly how many tickets. But, you know, the vast majority go to season tickets, so it'll be a very limited amount tomorrow.
Can I buy them for one game? Can I buy them for a bunch of games? How many are the limits on ticket purchases?
So the most you can buy is 6 for any given game. That's the biggest group size that we have. But you can buy one game, you can buy more than one. And then for folks that want a group of bigger than 6 to come out, we do have some private spaces available for groups of up to 8. And so we've seen, you know, people coming out and celebrating birthdays, anniversaries, Mother's Day is coming up. If you want to bring your mom out to a game on Mother's Day, you know, there's the private suite option for groups of up to 8 as well.
That's new. You can't normally rent a suite like that for a single game, can you?
You normally can, but normally it's, 15, 18 people, which can be tough to coordinate. And so, with our capacity restrictions, having the chance to have a private suite for just eight people, it's much more affordable than it would have been in previous years. And like I said, we've seen folks coming out. We had someone celebrate a 100th birthday party the other day at Wrigley Field, Mother's Day coming up. So it's been a lot more kind of social outings that people have been sitting at home waiting for, what their return to normal is going to be. And having that be at Wrigley Field has been a really great experience for people so far.
You do an SRO?
Not yet. No. I think, everyone has their assigned seat to make sure that we have that physical distance.
Come on, do the SRO. Come on.
Look, we would love to continue to have more people out to Wrigley Field.
Safe to me. I know I'm just barking up a tree here, and it's not your problem that you can fix, but it just seems to me like letting people stand and mill about, you could sell another 1,000 tickets as far as I'm concerned.
I think sitting in the stands with the mask on, outdoors, being distanced, it's if you're looking for anything to get out of your house and go do, this is about as safe of an atmosphere as you can possibly go to right now with still getting out and kind of enjoying something in the environment that we're living in. So it's been great so far, and I think everyone was interested, would 10,000 feel like a normal game at Wrigley, or would it feel different? And it's felt just like it used to. The beer man's walking up and down the aisle, the organ's playing, it feels like Wrigley Field.
Yeah, I watched that Pony League game, that Pony League team they played from New York last night. That was not great baseball from New York last night, but it was fun to watch for the Cubs fans, I guess, huh?
It's a lot of fun, and, it really does. It feels just like it did in 2019 when fans were out there. You've got a little bit more space between your guests than you used to, but otherwise it feels just like Wrigley Field always did, and so as everyone's been trying to find their return to normal and return to how things used to be, Wrigley Field's been that place for a lot of people, and we hope to see a lot more folks out in May.
They got an Earth Day promotion I'm going to tell you about in a second, but let's just answer a couple of your questions. Joe, how can we help you? You're on the air.
Hi. I was just wondering, you've kind of answered the question already that I can tell. I was wondering how many of those tickets were going to be for the season ticket holders and how many are going to be available for people who are not. And it sounds to me like you're pretty much catering to the season ticket holders.
Well, we're doing our best to do both. So, our season ticket holders have been with us for many, many years, and they're, a lot of them are our most loyal fans, and so we wanted to make sure they had first access. And the majority of tickets will go to season ticket holders. But we did make sure that we held back a small amount of tickets so that fans who don't have season tickets can still make it out to a game. So we're trying to find that balance.
Joe, thanks for the call. Steve, you're next on WGN. What can we do for you, Steve? You're on the air.
We had two tickets for a game last year in April. The game was canceled because of COVID. We never got a refund on those tickets. So what can we do to either get tickets this year or get our money back?
Yes, if you want to get your contact information to one of the folks on the show, please have them reach out to me. And everyone who had tickets to a game last year had an opportunity for a refund. And if that didn't happen, we can absolutely fix that.
Well, work on that. Elif, let's make sure that we get Steve's number and we'll connect him with Kale. 303 texted in and said, hey, is the pink hat guy okay? He has been missing in action. What's that all about? Do you know?
Yeah, I think Jim's doing well. I think everyone has their own time when they're ready to come back to the ballpark, and we're hoping to see Jim out real soon. But no, he's doing well.
I'm sorry, there's a guy named Jim who wears a pink hat, and everybody knows who he is.
Yeah, so he sits right behind home plate normally for every game, and so he's a staple at Wrigley Field.
Okay, well, we wish him well. If you know, maybe you're not at liberty to say, but your understanding is when he's ready to come back to the ballpark, he will, huh?
Yeah, absolutely.
Finally, I'll just mention, if you go to cubs.com/pennypinch, cubs.com/pennypinch, you guys have some new branded hats and shirts and tote bags with a kind of environmental appeal. Am I right about that?
Yeah, so each month there's been kind of a new promotion that we've done, and so we're really excited for our Earth Day promotion this year, and there's some really cool new merchandise that I think our fans will really enjoy.
Yeah, I saw the video and looked at some of this stuff, and this is a different kind of swag you don't have, Cubs fans. Cubs.com/PennyPinch. Hey, Kale, thanks for your time. I'm going to connect you with that listener, and we really appreciate your help today.
Hey, thanks so much for having me on.